Welcome back to Schizophrenic Music, this being the Tuesday Triple Play Edition. My name is Craig, and I will be your DJ for the day. So, I decided to stick with a bit of a theme this week, and that being chill, laid-back music. What I was feeling for the week, hopefully that is appealing to you. So we're going to go ahead and kick things off with a band called Cactus Blossoms. It's a brotherly duo from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They just recently released an album called Easy Way. That's their second album, and I'm going to play you the title track off that. It's country-inspired rock and roll that was indicative of the late 50s, early 60s. So think maybe Roy Orbison, Ricky Nelson, and really most notably the Everly Brothers. Give it a spin and see what you think. Once again, that was the Cactus Blossoms from their latest album, Easy Way, and we play the title track for you. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to move on to the next selection here from an artist. Her name is Shayna Cleveland. She's from Los Angeles. Just recently released an album called Night of the Worm Moon, released this year. The name of the song I'm going to play for you is Face of the Sun. Now, Shayna plays in a band called La Luz, which I highly recommend. To give you a little bit of a description, someone once described them in a review as a surf band that had Hope Sandoval of Mazzy Star on vocals, which, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Great description. Anyway, this album's a good bit more melancholy in nature, but it really emphasizes the beauty of her vocal range. This song in particular is otherworldly. It's just gorgeous. I hope it has that same chill factor for you, so here you go.
into the blinding light, look into the face of the sun.
All right, that once again was Shayna Cleveland, and the song was Face of the Sun, and that was off of her latest solo album called Night of the Worm Moon. Hope you enjoyed that. I think it's beautiful. We're going to amp things up on this next and final selection just ever so slightly, still maintaining a chill vibe, but going to amp it up a notch. And this is coming from Duran Jones and the Indications, which is a five-piece from Bloomington, Indiana. Song I'm going to play for you is Don't You Know. It's off their second album called American Love Call. Now, Duran takes a little bit of a, not a backseat, but more of a passenger seat on this one, as the drummer, his name is Aaron Fraser, he takes lead. And I tell you, the pairing of vocals here is just magical. It's like Smokey Robinson paired with Percy Sledge or Curtis Mayfield. It's simply a stunning combo. But check it out and see if you agree.
Gonna love you, baby, yes I
Duran Jones and the Indications. Love those guys. Had the pleasure of seeing them here recently, here in Atlanta, a place called Terminal West for this latest tour. Not only one of the better shows, or one of the best shows I've seen in recent memory, but I would go as far as to say a top 10 show of all time for me. They were that good. It's funny, I had a friend of mine that was with me, and he was slightly ahead of me in the audience, and he turned back to me about two or three songs into it and said, "These guys mean business." And I laughed, but it was really, that was so summed up perfectly, because they were just so tightly knit and had such conviction. We were floored. It was just, a stunning show for us. So anyway, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Tuesday Triple Play. I hope you enjoyed the laid-back vibes. We'll be back for Schizophrenic Music, the normal edition, on Friday. And then the following Tuesday, Kevin will be back with his Tuesday Triple Play. So check it out. Thanks so much.